as you lift a voice in praise. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing it out, sir.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of rescue.
Turn your Bibles to 2 Chronicles chapter
20.
This morning I want you to understand that we are here with one purpose. And it's a very, very important way to end travail. It is thanksgiving and praise to the Lord. Can I hear an amen? We want to thank God this morning like we have already started doing. Everything we are doing is important. Now, what I want you to understand is that in spiritual warfare, there are weapons that make up our arsenal. When we talk about arsenal, arsenal has to do with a pack of weapons that are used for warfare. So there will be a sword in your arsenal, there will be arrow, there will be shield, bombs, AK-47, sniper rifles, all sort of things can be in your arsenal, can be part of your weapons for warfare. Now, one of the weapons for spiritual warfare, aside prayer, aside prayer, aside fasting, one of the weapons, aside sacrifice, one of the weapons is what we call thanksgiving and praise. Everybody tell somebody, thanksgiving and praise is a weapon for victory. It's a weapon for victory. And if we have engaged the weapon of prayer and the weapon of sacrifice for 40 days, we must be careful to also use the weapon of praise. Like I've been saying, that you can pray and pray wrongly, but you cannot praise and praise wrongly. Because you can just praise and praise. But when you are praying, you can pray and say things you should not have said. Your motive for your prayer can be wrong. But when you are thanking the Lord and you are praising the Lord, you are likely not to make a mistake. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And so this morning, we are not here to pray. We are not here to sacrifice. We are here to praise the Lord. It's a weapon. Say it's a weapon. Oh, say it's a weapon. Say it's a weapon. It is a weapon that makes us win victory in warfare. And so that is the last weapon we are using in these 40 days. Because whenever you praise, you are able to take a position that makes God fight your battle for you. That is why it's a weapon of warfare. I hear what I'm saying. Now, have you watched wrestling before? How many of you have watched wrestling before? Have you seen the wrestling that they fight in teams? You see that when one of the partners is fighting one opponent and he realizes that his strength is below that opponent, or that opponent is a bit much stronger than him, what will he do? He goes to the touch line or to the rope and taps his brother to come in. To come and take over the battle. And you see that once the partner enters, he comes with fresh power. Fresh energy. And they are likely to win over that one that was almost winning. Now in spiritual warfare, it is a tactic. You have wrestled on your own for these 40 days. But today, giving God a tap. You are giving God a tap. So they say, Lord, I've done my best. Take over the battle. Take over the rest. Shout, God, I've done my best. You are not shouting. Shout, God, I've done my best. Take over the rest. Say, I've done what I know to do best. Do what you can do for the rest. Clap your two hands together for Jesus.
And that is praise.
It allows God to take over your place and do what you couldn't do. And finish it for you in a grand style. In 2 Chronicles 20 verse 21. The Bible says, and when he had consulted with the people, he appointed those who should sing to the Lord. And who should praise the beauty of his holiness. And as they went out before the army and were singing, praise the Lord for his mercy endures forever. Like we have done this morning. And we are going to continue to do. Instead of going to the warfare, King Jehoshaphat, instead of going with weapons of guns and knives and other things, rather King Jehoshaphat went with praise and worship team. And that was insane. But it was because he was not going to fight. It was because the battle was now belonging to the Lord. Or the battle was now the Lord's. And so there was no need for weapons. The only weapon they needed was their praise. So the Bible said that they positioned singers. Like this morning, you have realized we are positioned singers. A team of tambourine players who are playing tambourines to the Lord. Team of instrumentalists are playing to the Lord. And team of singers are singing to the Lord. And we are dancing to the Lord. A group of dancers were here to dance to the Lord. All that we are doing is that we are engaging the weapon of praise. And we are saying, Lord, take over the rest of my prayer request. Take over the rest of my prayer request. Take over the rest of my expectation. May that be your story this morning. As you sing and you dance, the Lord is taking over that marriage contest. The Lord is taking over that academic hurdle. The Lord is taking over that spiritual issue. The Lord is taking over that childlessness. The Lord is taking over that shame and embarrassment. And the Lord is fighting your enemies on your behalf. After you leave this place this morning, you will not have to fight again. You will not have to fight again. You will not have to contend again. You will not have to struggle again. You will not have to contend again. Shout, the Lord takes over my battle. Say, support takes over my battle.
Who
has come? Amen.
Amen.
And it works always. When the children of Israel were about to conquer
Jericho,
God told them to engage the weapon of shouting, which is a form of praise. Shabak, which is a form of what? Praise. Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes.
And they shouted. And if you read the story carefully, because they were going to praise that midnight, Joshua saw the angel of the Lord with a sword. And he asked the angel, are you on our side or you are against us? And the angel said that, support, I am the Lord, I have come to fight your battle. Why? Because they were not going with weapons. They were going with praises. As your praise goes ahead of you, the angel of warfare will take over your life. Those here, you didn't understand me. As your praise leads you, the angel of battle will take over your life.
Amen.
And he will finish any unfinished business in your life.
Amen.
He will finish every unfinished business in your life.
Amen.
Clap your two hands and say, take over. Shazabot. Take over. Say the Lord Sabbath. Say Yahweh Sabbath. Shout Yahweh Sabbath. Shout Yahweh Sabbath. I can't hear from the back. Chant the Yahweh Sabbath. Shout it Yahweh Sabbath. This morning we are not looking for Jireh. We are not looking for Shama. We are not looking for Elohim. This morning, we are looking for a fighter, a warrior, a mighty man, the one with the sword, the God of Machiel. May your Sabbath appear. May your Sabbath appear. May your fighter appear. That fight in your marriage, you will take over. That fight in your office, you will take over. That fight in your business, you will take over. Shout, I receive.
I receive.
Shout, I receive. Shout, I receive.
Yes, Lord.
Keep standing. Everybody, keep standing. That is why in verse 22, read it. As we continue, as we move on to the next phase, read this one. Is that now? Oh, are you reading with me? I want you to shout it from the back. Because it's a prophecy for somebody here.
Yes.
Do you believe it?
Yes.
So shout the reading from the back. One, go. Now, when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushes against the people of Ammon, Moab, and Seir. That is trap. Say trap. When they started singing, then the Lord set a trap for the enemy. Your enemies are in trouble.
Amen.
I said your enemies are in trouble.
Amen.
Those that are saying you will never marry, they are in trouble. God that has said they will preach you from your work, they are in trouble.
Amen.
God that has said they will snatch your husband, they are in trouble.
Amen.
God that has said you will never become anything, they are in trouble. May God be against them. You set a trap for them. A trap they cannot escape. A trap they cannot escape. A trap they cannot escape. A trap they can never escape. Shall
I receive?
Shall I receive? And the Lord set traps against the people of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, who had come against Judah, and they were defeated. Go on. And what did the Bible say? Jump to verse 17. Go back to verse 17. Go to verse 17. And then the Lord told them, everybody read, one, go. You will not need to fight in this battle. Position yourselves. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. After today, that will be your story.
Amen.
After today, that will be your story.
Amen.
Say, I will not need to fight again.
I will not need to fight again.
When you go back, don't go and argue with anybody again. When they are misbehaving, say to yourself, they are in trouble, but they don't know. I have set a trap for them, but they don't know. I have set them up, but they don't know. I have set them up, but they don't know. Shakapa. Are you hearing me?
What's even going to pay?
Who is with you? Oh, rescue. Oh, Jerusalem. Do not fear or be confused. For tomorrow, go out against them. For the Lord is with you. Somebody's leaving this place. And the Lord is with you. And the Lord is with you. And the Lord is with you. And the Lord is with you.
And the Lord is with you.
And the Lord is with you.
Oh, yes.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.